You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
If you've already discovered e-mini futures, you're way ahead of most traders. So then the question becomes, which one should I choose? For some people, the term e-mini means only one thing, the S&P 500. While it is by far the most popular and heavily traded of the index futures, it is not the only one. On most trading platforms, the symbol for the S&P E-mini is ES. If you have the CME data feed on your platform, you also have access to the other E-mini products. The Dow symbol is YM, the Russell is RTY, the NASDAQ is NQ. Now, all four markets begin their trading session at 6 p.m. Eastern and end the following day at 5 p.m. Eastern. As an example, the Monday session actually begins Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern and closes Monday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern. Then the Tuesday session begins Monday night at 6 p.m. Eastern and so on right up through Friday. Now, the ability to trade around the clock from 6 p.m. Sunday until 5 p.m. Friday. Well, that's one of the reasons that E-mini futures are so wildly popular. Another of the many reasons is the cost of doing business. If you're new to E-mini trading and aren't quite sure exactly what the term margin really means, maybe this will help. Futures margin is the amount of money that you must deposit and keep on hand with your broker when you open a futures position. It is not a down payment, and you do not own the underlying commodity. Futures margin generally represents a smaller percentage of the notional value of the contract. Now, typically, that's 3 to 12% per futures contract, as opposed to up to 50% of the face value of securities purchased on margin. So, hey, that's a big game changer right there. Now, most brokers, on top of that, offer special margin rates for all of the E-mini markets, not just the S&P. The average margin requirement for the day session, which in most cases includes trading overnight on Globex, is $500. Typically, you will only be required to post full margin if you hold a trade open from one session to the next. If you're flat when Globex trading begins at 6 p.m. Eastern, even the trades you place on the overnight session still qualify for the advertised day rate. Now, you're going to want to check with your personal broker to make sure you understand the cost and the risk before placing any trades. A list of margin requirements straight from the CME will be attached to this podcast. Just look under show notes. The S&P 500 maintenance margin requirement is $6,300 per contract traded. The Dow E-mini is $6,050. The Russell E-mini, $3,575. And the NASDAQ E-mini, $7,600. Again, that's the maintenance margin. Typically, you'll only be required to post that margin if you're holding a trade open from one session to the next. Again, most brokers do offer special rates for day traders. Now, without a doubt, this is the best kept secret in the world of trading. Let me explain why. One S&P 500 E-mini contract has a notional value which is probably going to blow your mind. Here's how you figure it. You take the current value of the index, 2,970. We'll use that. It's a recent current price on the S&P 500 E-mini index. Now, you multiply that number by the point value So you take current value times point value. So in this example, we'll multiply 2,970 times $50 because the ES pays $50 per point. 2,970 times 50 equals $148,500. As unbelievable as it may seem, it's true. Now think about this. For $500, you control $148,000 of S&P 500 best of breed equity. Trading one ES contract, when the value of the index changes by 1 point, you either earn or lose $50. If you've been around a bit, I'm sure you've heard the call of the wild, which says capture just 2 points a day in the ES and earn as much money as you want. Now, fast math says, wait a minute, at $50 a point, 2 points a day, it's only $100 a day, right? Right. Here's where multiple contracts come into the picture. If one contract and 2 points only earns you $100 a day, why is that a great thing? As traders gain experience and build their account size, they increase the number of contracts they trade at one time. Using the same math, 2 points a day, but with two contracts, the $100 a day becomes $200 a day. You effectively double your income or your losses by simply adding a second contract. Three contracts becomes $300. Four becomes $400. And once you reach five contracts, the number starts to look pretty appealing. At 10 contracts, the same 2 points that were making you $100 a day or costing you $100 a day, well, that now has a value of $1,000 a day. And this is where I really need to caution you. One of the most tragic mistakes that new traders make is trading too many contracts too soon. I beseech you, my brethren, don't do it. If you want to learn how to trade for a living, slow and steady is the only way to win the race. Our traders have a blueprint designed to grow your trading business from one contract to 20 over a period of 24 months. 2 years. That's slow and steady. Now, trading's not easy, but it can be simple. Math is actually the only easy thing about trading. If your broker offers you a $500 day trade margin, if you have earned the right to trade 10 contracts, and I can't stress enough that you need to earn the right each time you add an additional contract, the cost to trade 10 contracts at $500 per contract margin is $5,000. That's it. Based on the value of the S&P, which is pretty close to today's price, 2,970, multiplied by the $50 per point that we discussed earlier, multiply that by 10 contracts, and you should do the math yourself, $1,485,000. The bottom line here is you are controlling just shy of $1.5 million of S&P 500 best of breed equity for $5,000. Let that sink in for a moment. Of course, you have to have more money in your account than that to cover drawdowns and stop outs, etc. Now, to put this in perspective, you might be more familiar with buying a home than an e-mini contract. To control a piece of real estate valued at $1.5 million, that typically requires a minimum 10% down payment or $150,000. Let that sink in. Now, my remark about the best kept secret in the world of trading, maybe that makes a little more sense. If you are serious about learning to trade for a living, do not allow the low barrier to entry to become the very thing that destroys you. You've got to have self-control. You've got to resist the urge if you want to succeed. Our traders first earn the right to trade real money in the simulator. Once they go live, the blueprint requires you to increase your account balance by $2,000 before adding an additional contract. By exercising self-discipline, our traders only add one contract at a time, and it is always underwritten by profits you earned in the market. That changes everything. Now, are all e-mini contracts created equal? The answer is no. We covered the ES, which pays $50 per point. The Dow pays $5 per point. The NASDAQ pays $20 per point. And the Russell pays $50 per point, just like the ES, but the structure is different. The smallest increment of movement in futures is called a tick. One ES point consists of four ticks, each valued at $12.50 per tick. The Russell, which has the same point value, $50, consists of 10 ticks each, valued at $5 per tick. One $20 point in the NQ consists of four ticks, each valued at $5 per tick. And one Dow point is valued at $5, and that is the smallest increment for the Dow. There are no ticks involved. Now, valuation is computed the same way for each one. Just like the example we covered on the S&P, you take the index value, you multiply that times the point value, or the amount paid per point, that gives you the notional value. So, which e-mini is the best to trade? That's why you're listening to this, right? Well, the answer is simply all of them. Initially, you're best to pick just one and stick with it until you gain a basic understanding of how markets work. You also need to learn the rules-based strategy that you're going to be using. An argument can be made for each e-mini market, but since you'll be trading in the simulator until you're consistently profitable, you're better off to just pick one. Now, for a variety of reasons, most traders seem to pick the ES. Once again, you're in sim, you're learning how markets work, you're learning the rules-based strategy that you're going to use. So just pick one and then stick with it and get to know and understand the ebb and flow, or the rhythm of the market, as we call it, in whatever time frames that your mechanical strategy dictates. Now, you're going to hear talk about different strategies for different markets. You got to trade gold one way, and then you have to trade the S&P completely differently. Well, there's a lot of opinions out there. I'm going to give you mine. Many of the voices will tell you something along these lines. Each market has a unique personality, so you'll need a different strategy and different indicators for each one. Now, that line is most often repeated by benders who just so happen to have exactly what you need. A different course, a different strategy, and different indicators for every market. Ka-ching. That keeps the old cash register ka-chinging. While I don't deny different markets may have unique personalities, we utilize one strategy and one indicator set to trade every market. In fact, not only do we trade the ES, the YM, the NQ, and the Russell exactly the same, we use the same methodology and indicators to trade gold, crude, bonds, the euro, soybeans, even equities. Everything. Our indicators are fluid across all markets and all time frames. No matter what market or time frame you apply them to, their job is the same: identify the underlying rhythm of that market in that time frame and highlight the low risk, high probability setups. Again, trading's not easy, but it can be simple. To become a successful trader, you must have a definable edge. No matter what you hear, this is a business based on probabilities. No man, no machine, no indicator or algorithm can know the future. God, in his infinite wisdom, chose not to give Adam the ability to change the past or know the future. And those two are inextricably linked for eternity. Now, I know there are many websites that will try to convince you otherwise. I'm sure your inbox is filled daily with reports of a new indicator, oscillator, or strategy that has finally given mankind something God didn't sign off on. So be careful out there. Now, you have no reason to believe me over anyone else. I'm just some joker on the internet. But once you figure this out for yourself, just remember, you heard it here first. Now, there is a distinct difference between knowing the future with certainty and knowing what the next high probability move is. We've been teaching traders how to discern the next high probability move since 2005. Because knowing the future is so seductive, many traders simply refuse to believe it. That is, until they run out of both time and treasure and are forced to accept it as a fact, which it is. If you want to shave years off the learning curve and potentially save tens of thousands of dollars in the process, I invite you to spend the next 5 trading days in our live training room, absolutely free. Learn our methodology, use our indicators, and see what really is possible in the world of e-mini futures trading. All you have to do is point your browser to eminitrainingschool.com. No credit card required. All we need is your name, your email address. We'll send you out the information you need to get logged in and spend the next 5 days with us. You'll not only have use of the indicators, you'll have an e-mini trader available 2 hours a day from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. You'll watch him trade. He'll answer your questions. You'll also receive a 45-minute private one-on-one mentoring session. We do it this way because at the end of the week, we want you to be able to make a well-informed and intelligent decision as to whether or not what we do is right for you. So go to eminitrainingschool.com, get registered, and we'll rush the information right out to you. And be sure to tune in for the live show Monday through Friday, go to youtube.com/CFRN/live, 12 noon Eastern, Monday through Friday, every trading day since 2005. I'll see you on the internet.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a one-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decision.